Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get into some music.
Okay.
You go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. Your love becomes my greatest defense. It leads me from the dry wilderness. And all I did was pray.
Yeah.
Clean it up. We tried our best.
hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get into the message. It's called Renewal of Your First Love. One of the best aspects of spending time alone with God is being renewed daily by His Word and presence. When we make space for God in our lives, especially at the beginning of the day, it is faithful to renew and prepare us for all we will face out in the world. Scripture says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." That's Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 23. Where do you need renewal? How greatly do you need God's mercies in your life? He has a plan this week to both teach and guide you into an encounter with Him that will renew you with His overwhelming goodness and love. So make space for God. Make time to encounter Him and experience the refreshing spring rain He longs to bring to heal the dry and weary places of your heart. So out of God's great desire to be truly loved by His people, we have been given the gift of free will to choose who and what we will give our affections to. God, knowing full well that not all of us would choose to love Him, and still created us out of His longing for a close relationship with us. You see, so great is our Heavenly Father's desire for a relationship with us that He suffers as He watches His children choose to love people and ideas and possessions that will never fully love us in return. So great is His love for us that He responds to our sin of idolatry with grace and mercy every single time. And so vast is His affection for us that He sends His only Son so that we might be restored to a close relationship with our Heavenly Father once again. But still we choose to love things other than God. Still we seek out satisfaction and love from creation rather than the Creator. Still we choose to place our hope and affections in the world instead of in God. If we are to live the life God intends for us, the only fulfilling life possible we need is renewal of our first love. Thousands of years ago, the Church of Ephesus was much like we are today. Revelation chapter 2 verse says, in reference to the Church of Ephesus, "But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love and had at first." The Ephesians were still working and waiting for God. They hadn't abandoned their faith, just their love. But Scripture makes it clear that when it comes down to it, in the end, what will be the most important is the which way we have loved God. When asked what the most important commandment was, Jesus replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind." Okay? Loving God is our first priority. Our love for God is the foundation on which all life is to be lived. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 3 says, "If I speak in tongues of men and angels, but I have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned," okay, "but not love, I am gain nothing." This life is all about the posture of your heart, amen? So reflect for a minute on just how incredible the love of our God is. Scripture makes it clear that He isn't after our service first, but our love. He only desires us to work with Him if it is done out of our love for Him. If we prophesy, show incredible acts of faith, or even give up our lives for Him out of anything but love, He calls it a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. God is after your heart. More than anything else in the world, He wants to love you and be loved by you. Of course, He wants to co-labor with Him and obey His commandments, but only out of love for Him. Yes, He wants you to lead others to Him, but only the desire to share the incredible love you've been shown. Too often we size up our relationship with God based on how often we've gone to church, how many mission trips we've been on, how many people we've won to Jesus, how many committees we've served on, and how much our finances we've given to God. And too often we do all that is trying to win over God, who already loves us more than we could ever ask or imagine. God is a father in the prodigal son story, running out to meet you and celebrate you regardless of anything you've ever done or will do. He is the shepherd who loves the 99 to go after the one. He is the God who loves the throne to die for their very people who shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." And he is the God who waits patiently over every day to show you the depth of his love. That's nothing you could ever do to change the way he loves you. So nothing could be more important than living your life on the foundation of God's greatest commandment, to love him. And while it's incredibly important to spend your life loving God, he knows you will only be able to do so if you've encountered his first love. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19 says, "We love because the first loved us." Experiencing God's love is the beginning and the end to everything we do as his children. It's out of encountering the effects of our Heavenly Father, okay, that our hearts will be stirred to love him back. So let's take time today to encounter the love of our Heavenly Father, and his kindness draw us to repentance. Encounter the heart of God and let his love renew you within his first love. So, firstly, meditate on God's love for you as revealed in his word. Receive his presence. Let him speak his love straight to your heart. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "But God shows his love for us that we were still sinners. Christ died for us." In Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake you are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we were more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So, secondly, reflect on your life. Where do you seem to chase after the affections of the world before God? What idols are in your own heart? Who or what do you love more than God? And thirdly, ask the Lord to heal those places of your heart. Be drawn to repentance from God's kindness. Repent to him of places where you were idolized someone or something. Okay, you receive the healing that happens when you confess your sins. Okay? In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just, okay, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So the Bible is clear that God will always forgive our sins as believers. His heart is always for restoration. He is always desiring to lead us to a life where our hearts are in no way veiled before him. Idols and sin tie us down to the world in ways that keep us from the fullness of relationship available in God. So engage in the act of confession. Spend time consistently giving your sin over to God and receive the healing and renewal he longs to bring you. So may your day be filled with peace as a result of God's forgiveness, nearness, and loving kindness. I highly suggest you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Now, let us get into the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because that will give you a chance to exist a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down? Okay? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, or sexual immorality. Okay? Gambling or overeating, whatever it is, the Lord wants you to come to him. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I've got people calling the line. There are 111 numbers. Okay, I'll answer a couple just to see who they are. Okay. Yeah, I do. Okay, let's try another one. All right. One more. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, let's play some more music here. Okay?
Oh, I'm not here for pleasure.
Say that again? I couldn't understand.
See if a person wanted their marriage to be healed, would Jesus do it?
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you pray and ask Jesus to heal your marriage, okay, he will do it.
Yeah, because I've been praying and there's no healing.
Well, you just got to keep praying and have faith. Okay, maybe someday it'll happen.
Yeah. Candy got some mind of her own. But is there any more callers?
Nobody's pressed the one key as of yet.
Usually Jason or that guy named Doug usually call in.
Oh, well, yeah, speaking of Doug, he just pressed the one key. Here we go. Let me bring on Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey here, Doug.
Hey, Clay, how you doing?
Did you say you were a black guy?
Yeah.
Okay, because you and Jason are like the odd couple. Jason sound black and he's white. You sound white and you're black.
Okay.
Ain't that an odd thing?
Yeah.
You guys should have a show called The Odd Couple.
No. I was only joking when I said we should have a show.
Okay, but here, I was tripping out on it.
Uh-huh.
So you going out on bad times, dude?
Excuse me?
Are you going to go out on Valentine's Day?
Oh, Valentine's Day?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
You, your wife, or your girlfriend?
Yeah, my wife.
Ah, you're married.
Gonna go have some lobster and steak.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't like lobster. I don't see the thing that's great about it. But steak, I love steak.
Yeah. Yep. We'll go on and have a
good
time.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Yeah, I usually like it when they perform oral sex. Cause I don't need to do nothing, just lay there.
Well, I wasn't
have
talking
a great
about
old
that.
Time. That's what I'm waiting for Candy to come by. She promised she wouldn't use her dentures.
Yeah, do you like faking a guy that's had a stroke? Do you like faking his voice?
What are you talking about there, Doug? This is Clay, the real Clay Douglas.
No, it isn't.
Well, you believe whatever you want to believe.
Thank you.
I don't even think you're the real Doug.
No, it's
Sid. I think you're Sid.
You're right, I am Sid.
So, Doug is just an alias.
No, Doug's in detox. He's my brother.
You sound the same, so it's the same person.
Okay. Well, you don't sound like Clay, so... You're not the same person.
Well, I had a stroke, dear son. Of course I'm not going to sound like myself. I have trouble pronouncing words.
I know all about you and your stroke and the guys that drove you to it. Yep, know all about it.
Yeah, they drove me to it, and it was my fault because I should have just played along, but it really hurt me, and I forgive them. I should have calmed down.
No, they should be in jail. It's more like it.
No, dear son, I forgave them. Even Kenny would agree about forgiveness. Ain't that right, Kenny?
Yeah, we must forgive our enemies. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Forgive those who trespass against us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to slur my words.
Okay, Andy. I mean, Clay.
I don't know who you're talking about, Andy. Who the hell is Andy? Sure. Kenny, do you know who Andy is?
No, I don't know who Andy is.
Don't know no Andy. You talking about Andy Griffith?
No.
What was that show called with Andy Griffith? With the little kid and Aunt May? It was the Andy Griffith show, right?
Yeah.
I remember with Don Knotts.
Andy and Amos show. Andy and Amos, I mean.
No, I don't think there was no suggestion of anus back in those days. I think it was called.
Yeah, that's
Andy
who
Griffin
you were back in those days.
With Aunt May and the little boy, Don Knotts.
Yeah.
How old are you there, Doug?
15.
You sound too old to be 15. What are you, Parify?
If you guess my name, I'll tell you. Take a guess.
You said your name is Sid.
Well, I lied.
Oh, you lied there, huh? Okay there,
Yeah, just
Patrick.
Like you're lying. Your name ain't fucking Clay. Excuse me, pardon
my
friend.
Patrick. Your name is Patrick.
Your name is Dick Suck.
No, dear. You can't say those words on a gospel show there, son.
It's just the name of a guy, Dick Suck. That's your name,
there.
Dick Suck.
Well, there's a real guy named Dick Butkus.
Right, that's right. Dick Butkus.
Yes, sir, but there's no guy named Dick Suck.
That's your name.
That's your name there, sir.
Or I could call you liar number one.
And I could call you bend over number two.
And you can call me whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah, that's right. You like Pinocchio, huh? You like Pinocchio, he's in the back, and you just tell him to lie, and he goes in your little booty hole there, son. You got to keep a tight culo.
I'm probably not your son, since I'm probably older than you, Dick Suck.
Sir, that's just an expression. You're not my son. I just said son, like saying sir.
Oh, okay.
Gotta bring out some more callers. Okay, you got
callers.
Yes,
sir, bring them on.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Clay. Dick.
Oh. Who's this?
It's Randy. Randy Anderson.
Oh, Randy Anderson. How you doing there, sir?
Good. Hey, Ken.
How you doing, Josh? Josh Higgins?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, this is Josh Higgins. Hey, Patrick. How's it going?
All right. I'm doing great.
Oh, okay. You can answer. Let me ask one question on a personal note. Kenny, are you I hope you're cutting back on cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, how many packs are you smoking a day right now? Because when we were talking on, personal messaging each other, you were coughing up a storm, You have to be careful, man. You have to be careful.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Because you might not be able to go mugging.
Doug, shut up, please. If you don't mind shutting that drunken mouth. Anyways, so Ken, you have to be careful, okay? Because all joking aside, you end up, you have OCPD and you're smoking a lot of cigarettes. I want you to just make sure that you're around long enough for us to, have a good time and expose Patrick and all the bad thing he's done to his children and why they don't speak to him anymore. But, anyways, besides that, how's your night going, Ken?
Hey, do you have a copy of Joshua's Bible?
How's it going, Ken? How's it going, Ken?
Hello.
Going great.
Shut
how's
up.
It going
Shut
to you,
up,
Randy?
Up, Higgins.
Hey,
what's up, Randy?
I'm just living the dream, working as much as possible.
How about if I put your address out on the website?
Hey, can we? Is there any other callers, Ken? Because
we got one more caller.
Please,
okay,
that'd be awesome.
On 757. Is that you, Ashley?
Yes, it's me. Hey, everyone.
Oh,
how you doing, Ashley?
Hey, dear. Hey, dear.
Hi, Ashley.
I was having a good Valentine's Day until I saw. That Miss Danger Smooth was supposed to have a show and it got canceled because someone was sending him threats.
Well, I know. I saw that. And trust me, it wasn't me. I never sent any threats to nobody.
Yeah, it was you, Ken. You did it.
Ken,
it out.
Hey, Doug, shut up, you drunken idiot.
Uh-huh.
Maybe don't speak so much. That's why your kids don't
speak
to you.
Make me shut up, motherfucker. Make me shut up.
Hey, maybe that's why your kids don't talk to you. You know what I mean? No big deal. Let's just try to keep it calm, and maybe they'll hear you on the show, and they're like, hey, Dad's turned a new leaf. Maybe he's not such a drunken loser. But that's not going to come, until later on in life. But anyways, go ahead, Ashley. What happened?
Someone was sending threats to Tony, now he's not doing the show now, like he said he was going to. So, I'm honestly
That's what you sound like.
Patrick is having a stroke.
Ken, you see, that's hard. She's trying to speak here. She's really trying to speak her mind, and he's being very insensitive.
Can you use this idiot, please? I don't know why you let him on the show.
Why don't you turn off your voice changer and talk like normal?
This is my normal
hey
voice.
Hey there, Patrick. Did you
no,
go to special ed school? Did you go to retard school there, Patrick?
No, I went to Timothy Bible College. It's
hey,
a brick and mortar.
Patrick,
it's brick and mortar school.
Patrick,
it's brick and mortar.
Patrick, when's the last time you spoke to your kids? Would you mind just sharing that with us? Yeah, no, just kidding. Don't.
Who are you talking to? Are you calling me, Patrick?
Yeah.
This,
okay, hey,
this is Sid.
Never mind. Poor guy.
Remember, you said you died.
Brick and mortar.
Yeah, you don't have to answer that question.
Hey, Ken, do you
pretend I didn't even say it.
Turn off your voice changer.
Candy just came. Take care.
Oh, Candy's there.
Voice.
All right.
See ya, Andy. Say hello to Anus. Say hello to Anus for me.
Hey, say hello to your kids for us, Patrick. Problem is, they don't see you, so no big deal.
Oh, this is Pastor Patrick.
Oh no, poor Patrick. You see how sad he gets when I say that? You can hear his second surface. No, it's okay.
Wow.
See how quiet
sad
he
you guys got to use
he
voice
he
changes.
He's quiet because he has four kids that don't see him. What happened? Like, did you molest some of them?
Wow. You're a very nice guy.
I noticed how quiet you got there.
Are you a very nice guy?
Oh, my God. Aren't you the one who molested your kids? Unbelievable.
Hey, couldn't you...
Shame on you.
Can't you quote some out of your Bible you wrote?
Yeah. Hey, shame on you for molesting your kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever you say, Pat.
Did you find me yet? Because I'm still down at the Remedy getting drunk.
No, you're not. Hey, so it's quite...
Yeah, you'll never find me, and if you do, it'll be a problem.
Your kids don't find, no, your kids... I'll tell you how hard you are to find. Your kids don't even show up. That's how hard it is to find you, my friend.
How many kids do you have?
Your kids don't even show up.
None. Because you're a fag.
Nope, four kids, and they don't even talk to you. Quite the loser.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Hey, don't let it go. At night,
says
when you go
you.
To sleep, and you're like, hey, when you go to sleep tonight, and you're over here just, like, laying in bed by yourself, drunk as shit.
Crying. Do I cry myself to sleep?
In a pool
of
your own
vomit.
I want you to go ahead and think about your kids.
Okay, Randy, we don't need to attack anybody about their kids. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. I want any more. It's just that you have no idea the things that he puts out there about everyone, including yourself.
Tell Randy to get his phone out of his ass,
maybe
so we can hear him.
That's a good one, Patrick.
And you think my voice is bad?
Damn. That's an insult. Calling me Patrick.
She's talking about you, you moron.
You know that? That's a gay name, Patrick.
Hey, talk to your kids. Talk to your kids. Don't worry about us. Talk to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey,
I am talking. I'm talking to my kids right now.
Shut up, stupid. Hey, Ken, is
there
any other callers?
Hey, don't tell me to shut up.
Hey, shut up,
Tommy. Your dad talking.
Be quiet. Go ahead, Ken. Is there any other callers? Maybe it's his kids.
We've
calling
got
in.
Callers, but nobody's pressed the one key. Okay? So.
Just take them anyways. Just
no, I ain't going to take anybody that ain't press the one key.
We need to hear Jason so he can help me tag team on these trolls.
Doug, Patrick, whatever you want to go with, why don't you just be quiet?
No.
Turn off your voice changer, you faggot.
No one loves you, including your kids. Just so just go ahead and calm down.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cry yourself to sleep tonight.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Randy, for your input. Okay, we got another caller. Just press the one.
The one
key. Yeah. Okay, who do we got here from 111?
So, Johnny Longfellow.
The knuckle caller.
The song feather. Come on.
No, it's not. Jesus Christ. Every time there's an echo call, you play.
Shut up, Higgins. Go read your Bible, your fake Bible you wrote.
Go talk to your kids. Go talk to your children, you loser.
Go talk to your children,
you
fucking fag.
They won't make your phone call, you loser. You admitted that your kids don't want to talk to you and they left you. So shut up.
Why would I call them when they live in the same house as me, you dumbass?
Cry yourself to sleep, you scumbag.
I don't call kids that live in the same house.
Cry yourself to sleep, you dirtbag.
You're so funny. It ain't funny.
Don't get upset. I need you to calm down if you
don't mind. Okay, take your call. Johnny Long, brother. Hello. Johnny, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing there, Ken?
That's Johnny right
there. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I heard my name, so I thought I would call in. I was just listening to the nonsense here and telling me my name.
Hey, Johnny Echo, Father.
See, it's Patrick. Patrick does it.
Hello, Pat. Can I call you Pat?
Pedophilia.
Pat. Oh, that's a good one. Is that why the kids left?
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, that's very godly. They talk to me like that.
The state took them away.
I know, it's not very godly.
Well, you talk to us like that. Why do you want to talk to us like that?
Accusing me of things
then?
That didn't happen. You accused me of things that didn't happen.
I didn't call anyone a pedophile or anything.
No, you just are. That's the difference.
Yeah, that's totally different. I mean, one's an allegation and the other is verified. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, you're a verified pedo, so no big deal. Which is why your kids don't talk to you.
Anyways, he also claims I have a landline, and I call from a landline, and I make an echo.
Sure.
Yeah, because you use your cell phone. You use the cell phone to make the echoes, and then you call from a landline and say you're another guy.
Grow up, Patrick. Grow up.
That's very godly, Pat. Very godly language, Pat.
No, no. My name is not Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Well,
I grow up, bro.
Patty Pat.
I'm not your bro, you fucking.
You know, Pat, Pat's one of those names that Pat can be a woman or a man.
Or a, yeah.
So I think that could be an indication of something.
Yeah, maybe you're the one using a voice changer.
Oh. Fuck, I never thought of that.
Oh,
yeah, Pat. Yeah, Pat has had issues in the past, which is why he doesn't have his kids anymore. They took custody of the children. The older ones don't want to speak to him.
That's why my name is
Pat.
Pat, shut
up,
Patrick.
Patrick, be quiet. I'm talking, dumb. When I'm speaking,
hey, shut up, Higgins.
Yeah, don't
shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, okay.
Shut up.
How about you read us from your Bible, Higgins? Read us from your Higgins Bible.
Okay.
Come on. Remember?
Why would he have the Higgins Bible?
You're referring to me as being Higgins? Okay, not a problem. Because, yes, I am Joshua Higgins.
I know that.
Verse 1.
Let's hear something from the Bible you wrote.
Patrick molested his children, which is why he no longer haveth the children. That's verse 1. So is that good enough? Do you want more?
Beep, 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 beep. Here comes the warning from Tony F. Hello, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Shut the fuck up.
Guess what, guys? The next person that uses the word fag, we're just going to mute you completely, okay?
Okay, what about, I'm with that. Queer. I'm with that.
I don't care what other word.
Queer?
I don't care what else you saw say. You can use the word queer, mo, use them all.
On this. By
next
the way,
time you use the word fag, you're being silenced. So,
boom,
y'all have a good
go.
Time. Continue your conversation. And
Tony F., listen in. Boom. I want you to listen in to make sure you figure out who says it to, because it's Patrick saying that.
I know.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I know who's saying it. I know who's saying it. I'm just not blaming anybody.
You're almost.
I'm saying in general.
Doug, and you're going to make it sound like it's
you're
me.
You're almost out of here, Patrick.
No,
Patrick,
Doug.
Out.
Doug will be.
My name's Doug. Not Patrick.
Pat.
I'm not saying that word.
Patrick,
we'll
your kids are. You're almost
and
on the way out.
And that includes the
like
word faggot.
Ooh-wee.
Now you're expanding it.
Oh, Patrick, what's going to happen? Poor Patrick.
Okay.
He can't say any of the words that he likes.
I see what's going on. You want to ban me, and that's fine. You can ban
me.
No, we don't want to ban you.
Just like your
we
children.
Just don't want to hear the word faggot.
Maybe people shouldn't be calling me that.
Whoa,
Ken,
well,
no one
then I won't repeat it.
Can
no
we say poofster? What about poof? Sissy? Can we say sissy?
Sissy Lala. Sissy Lala.
How about troll? Can we say troll?
No, because
can we say
kid toucher? Uh-oh.
Can we say pedo?
Uh-oh. Pat Ophelia. Very fitting name, Patrick. Poofter.
That's funny because my name is Ophelia.
Shut up.
So my name is Pat Ophelia. Very
Patrick,
good.
Can we call you kid?
Joshua.
It's really
Let's
humorous.
Go
think he's
can we
Joshua.
Say munging? Why don't you
say
explain to us what munging is?
That was a Higgins munging. Thing.
Munging. No, we don't need to talk about
munging
either.
Okay, munging is bad. He wants to talk about munging, Ken. What is
munging, Patrick? Why don't you tell us, Mr. Higgins?
Ken, can I ask you something? Do you think that I'm Higgins?
No, I don't think you're Higgins.
All right,
no,
cool.
It's completely not.
Okay.
Yeah,
why
totally
do you not.
Not
think that? It's obvious.
Because Higgins died.
No, he
Higgins
did.
Higgins not only died, but
he's
talking different. He doesn't have the nasally sound that I do. And anyways, hey, let's just talk about what's important in life, which is the fact that Patrick has no longer has custody of his children after molesting them. And now he's trying to just, you know, kind of bring us all down to his level. And we're not here for that. You know what I mean? We're here for love and God and Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So let's
How many
notes
no,
do you
Patrick,
have, Higgins?
You don't get the amen. Patrick, you don't get the amen.
Yes, I do, and my name's Doug.
Oh,
not
no,
Patrick.
No amen for you. No amen. You're part of Satan's group.
Oh, you agree with that, Ken?
He did.
No, I don't
agree
with that.
Not with
this guy.
Okay, thank you.
No. No.
I can say amen.
No, amen. No. I don't really think you should. I mean, you've kind of given up the right to say amen. Yeah, that's kind of gone already. Like, no amen for you, put it that way.
Right.
Like you
go check your crabgrass. How's the crabgrass doing, Eugene?
Well, person.
Does that mean I live in Indiana and it was
4 degrees today, so clearly there's no what the hell was that?
It was not me.
Okay.
Well, we gotta bring on another caller. You just press the one key, okay? Area code 619. Is that you, Dr. Peter?
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. Indeed it is.
Oh,
this is Dr.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Hi,
this
Veronica.
Is Dr. Peter Fake Ventura.
Whoa. Calm down.
Fake
Dr. Fishman,
country.
If I'm going to be insulted, I prefer to
Ken,
call
I'd like to hear what he's saying.
Ken, can you mute Pat, please? Pat's babbling. He's interrupting.
Yeah, mute Pat. Don't mute Doug. Mute Pat.
Yeah, please mute him, please, so we can hear what Mr. Ventura is saying.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Ventura. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I believe the gentleman that interrupted or insulted me is the same gentleman we were trying to help between you and myself. We were trying to do an intervention for, if I'm not mistaken. Is that the gentleman that that admitted to fondling and being a pervert and fondling little boys and girls? Is that who we're talking about here?
No, I don't. I've never heard him admit to that, Dr. Peter. So, okay, I think we went on the wrong subject. Okay, that.
What was that?
That was Doug, probably. I couldn't tell.
Dr. Fishman, I do remember that conversation, and he did admit to fondling young children. He even asked if little boys' butts were low in carbs, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my God. That is true. There's actually a recording of him saying that.
I have to go back and listen.
That might be on the platinum after show. I don't know if that was on the gold, bronze, or silver level.
Is there a different package for listening to GRM now?
No, there's not.
There's different tiers.
GRM
well, yeah, there
is always
Ken, how much? No, Ken, I paid. Whoa. It's a what? Most certainly was not free because I saw it come out of my account. So just let him know how much it costs. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I don't know how much things cost because I don't put those packages together. That's the fake gay Kenneth Fishman. Okay.
Platinum level is $47.81 a month. $47.81. Oh yeah, there you go. There you go.
Anyone
hey,
want to join my ministry?
What? I wanted to ask Doug. Hey.
Are you want to join my ministry? Well. Okay.
Where's Doug?
Oh, I'll bring him back on. Okay.
Oh, I didn't realize you muted him. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love
like
to be able to help
on.
Him.
Thanks for muting me.
Hey, Pat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get the message out and see what the heck was talking about. Okay, and you were constantly talking over him, so I sent you the message. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It ruins everything.
I understand.
Hey, Doug, the Sheets nearest you, do they sell beer at the Sheets?
The what?
Sheets.
Yeah.
It's a gas station. Do they sell beer at the one closest to you?
Yeah. Why,
okay.
You going to come see me? Huh?
That's all I need to know.
Big Red. Hello, come and see me. Knock on my front door and see what happens.
Patrick is very nervous. I wonder why Patrick's always so nervous.
No, my name's not Patrick.
Patrick,
okay.
I need you to calm down, Pat.
I told you my name. It's Doug.
Patrick, calm it down, bro. Seriously. Just call him Pat.
No, Sid's my brother. And you don't want to mess with Sid, okay?
Yeah,
you don't
want
to mess with Sid.
Patrick, just calm down. Oh, you're missing. Pat, quit crying, Pat.
No.
Patrick,
yeah.
Calm
Turn
down.
Off your voice changer. It's
Patrick,
really annoying.
Stop crying like that, bro. It's very insulting.
Turn off yours.
Androgynous Pat. Pat's using a voice changer, too.
Now, come see me.
Hey, Doug, I got a question, Pat.
Yeah.
Are you
Doug.
Going to...
This is Doug, not Pat.
Either one.
Okay?
It's either one. Just
no,
calm
Patrick.
The heck down. Here's a question. Are you going to Ag Progress Days? Yes or no?
What?
Ag Progress Days.
Am I going to Ag Progress Days?
Oh, no. No.
AG, Ag Progress Days.
I have no idea what you're talking about, you little faggot. And yeah,
wow,
you can stand
wow,
me.
Wait a minute. Wait,
that's it. I'm
bad.
I predicted it would
Goodbye.
Be good. I was right.
Where's Tony F? Where's Tony F?
Hi.
Tony F.
Sorry,
bye.
Man. You said the word.
Oh, he burped right before you hung up, too. What a dirtbag.
He burped on the way out. Ken, I would never say that F word. You know that.
Yes.
What a sick individual.
In fact, it's not a good word.
No, we don't like that at all.
Did he get back on the line? Ken,
huh?
Make sure he's off the line. I heard another belch. Make sure he's off the line.
He's off the line.
Okay, that's good.
Horrible.
Okay,
oh
we can't have that kind of language being said. Nobody's cussing.
I mean,
okay,
I
appreciate that,
I'm...
Dr. Fishman. We don't need that. We need to keep this godly.
Well, I think what's missing here is that Peter Paul Ventura, doctor,
he could have led Doug / Paul in the right direction, because Peter Paul Ventura was a sexual offender. He committed crimes against young women, girls.
Multiple crimes.
And,
multiple.
Yeah, and he could show Doug / Pat the right way, but instead he's got to use the F word and get banned. So he's missing this opportunity. Terrible.
Well, he's probably right now. He's probably calling Joseph Gibson. I don't know if you know, but Mr. Peter Paul Ventura was trying to call into the show earlier tonight to speak to Joseph, and he hung up on him immediately. I don't know, Mr. Peter Paul Ventura, why did he hang up on you so quickly? I mean, were you going to expose something during his during this heated political time? Is he gone?
No, Dr. Peter's still here.
But I'm here.
I felt like you were going to say something during the show, during Joe Gibson's show. Another thing I just want to say before you take over is I noticed I went to go donate money to Joseph's show, and it turned out nobody's donated. So it doesn't really make me want to donate anything if I'm the only one donating, you know.
Well, I could tell you this much, that it's in reality, and I guess I could say that on this platform because not that many people are listening to Joseph's show, but he is really not running for public office. He is trying to use those funds to educate people on what a Federal Reserve note is, and change the name of the platform. So he claims to be running for office, but he's not. We've seen this before. It's more of a sham, if you will, or a ploy to extort money from his listeners and try to
that's unfortunate.
Say he's giving back. Yes, exactly. I'm sorry.
It's very unfortunate. Yeah, I heard Patrick. I heard that Patrick is also running for Congress in his great state. Patrick, Kenny, is Patrick still on the line? Did you just mute him or did you hang up on him?
I just muted him.
I don't know if you're aware, but Patrick also is running for Congress in the white. Although I have to say, I think he's really confused. He thinks the white caucus is something a little different. He doesn't realize there's the political indications there. Yeah. When he hears white cock, he goes nuts. Anyways, so he is running for Congress. Yeah. Can we explain to him, or Peter Paul Ventura, would you mind possibly explaining to him about the difference between the caucus and, like, the white caucus and the white cock? Because he's really confused.
Wow.
Could we bring him on, Ken, please, real quick?
Yeah, please. We can bring Doug back.
Oh, my God, okay. He's breaking things.
Okay. Doug, you're back on.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about the half-word stuff.
Did you break something?
No, that was someone else.
Oh, it's probably somebody with a house phone, right? A landline. Yeah.
No, that noise was before he brought me back up.
I can't think of the last time I had a landline.
Yeah, because you're a little millennial bitch.
Doug, I've never done anything to you, Pat. I've never done shit to you. Give me a break.
Patrick, calm down, man.
Your crabgrass is growing up in my area now.
I'm in fucking Indiana. It's 4 degrees today, you son of a bitch.
Arkansas.
How am I going to have crabgrass? Think about what you're saying.
stop drinking the alcohol.
Tell your mama.
My mom has
maybe
nothing to do with this.
Maybe she'll listen to you, because I sure the fuck ain't gonna.
What does that mean? What do you mean you're not gonna listen to me?
Yeah.
That means you
that
don't
mean
shit to me, so shut up.
Then why are you talking about my mother and talking about
I thought Dr.
Crabgrass.
Peter Ventura was going to school me
Patrick,
on something.
Patrick, calm
well,
down.
Well, you said the F
please.
Word and you got thrown off. Control yourself. You have no self-discipline.
Patrick.
It's very
and
obvious.
And I said I'm sorry. I'm
very
sorry
obvious.
I said that. I appreciate
me.
You teaching me. I appreciate
Ventura,
you guys teaching me
to
talk
to
normal.
Look, do you have a TBI? Has the doctor ever said that to you?
I don't go to doctors.
So that explains
those. Yeah, well,
traumatic brain injury, TBI.
That's for sure.
It's a very serious
here we go
thing.
With the brain injury shit.
Well, I'm independently judging how you speak. Your manner of speaking is of
okay.
someone who
let
has...
Let me put it this way. I have throat cancer, okay?
Well,
so
my
I have
dad
a...
did too.
Well, that's why my voice is fucked up. But I don't usually tell people about it.
Okay. So clearly you did not have a laryngectomy. What did you have?
I have nothing done yet because I can't afford it.
Okay, so you've got, what, stage four?
No.
Active?
Stage one.
Okay, so it's in a slow growth state, and they're probably in an observation period. Okay, but that does not explain the slow method in which you speak. That has nothing to do with the condition of your vocal cords.
Okay, listen, pal, I don't care what you say.
Whoa.
That's
whoa,
why
whoa.
I sound like this. And I'm going to beat this like I beat everything else.
Well, I wish you the
children.
Best.
You bastard.
Don't. Why'd you cuss me? I didn't say anything bad.
You've been putting me down for over a year.
No, no one cares about that. Dang,
telling me I'm brain damaged and all this
over a year?
Garbage.
Is the problem
that's like you blaming prostate cancer for your dick not working, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Over a year, that's an interesting number of days.
Yeah. Thank you, Obamacare.
What?
Thank you, Obamacare.
Okay, now we're bringing in Obama, so we got a racial angle here. That's interesting.
No, it's about the health care. I don't have any. So
well,
I
have,
to deal with it.
You have health care, you just can't pay for it. That's what you're saying,
right?
Right.
Okay.
I can help
you're
you
right.
You told me. Is that for
I have
you told
two
me on
kids.
A previous... I thought
and
it
you
was
guys just
want to
talk shit on me. And it's very sad, okay?
We can help you.
Oh, shut up. Turn your voice changer off and be real.
You need to get a voice changer. Get a voice changer and you'll be
yeah.
more understandable.
Yeah, okay. I just told
I
you
understand.
Why I sound like
you
I do.
Get rid of your throat cancer.
No, your throat cancer doesn't explain the slow manner in which you move to talk and your thought
yes,
process
it does.
Is delayed. It is delayed.
It actually does.
Not your brain process. Did you ever crash a car into a tree? Did you ever hit your head?
You're trying to make me out into be someone else, but I'm not that person.
No, I'm with Patrick. You
I
guys,
never
you guys
crashed into a tree. I'm not whoever you're trying to figure me out. Okay.
Patrick, let me. Can I say something, guys?
I'm not
Patrick. I'm gonna back.
I'm not
Patrick.
Friggin' the other guy you said I was.
I want you guys to understand something. Patrick is going through some shit.
Patrick.
It does affect him because he does have breast cancer.
I don't have breast cancer. My name is Doug, and I have throat cancer. That's why my voice is like it is.
Give me your soul, and I'll help you get rid of it.
Yeah, well, if I could find you, I would beat you down.
Okay, well, there's a threat.
You
hear and it's against...
That's a threat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
why do
threat.
I care? I'm going to fucking die anyway, so why do I care?
Well, we all are. I mean, it's a matter of effect. It's just
bitch.
True. Yeah.
How do you like that?
Well, let me just... Well, maybe we can just get you the help you need, and you can...
Maybe you
cancer.
Can just be assholes and not help me at all. How's that?
Well no,
that's
Patrick.
Okay,
we're
too.
Not,
I mean, that...
Yeah,
that would
we're
be
not
easier.
That way.
You definitely need Satan in your life.
Yeah, have you considered that? I mean, you hate God, you give it up on life, so just turn to
you
Satan.
Black.
What do you got to lose?
I
yeah,
never said
me.
I give up on God, and I never said I hate life, and I will never accept Satan like some retard faggot guy that's trying to talk like
again.
A woman.
Oh.
There it is.
Yeah,
there's
you.
Ken couldn't hear it, though, because he's in another room.
Kick me off. Go
oh,
ahead.
Ken is in another room.
Patrick, listen.
No, I heard
you
it.
Will be...
I heard it.
Sorry,
I'm,
Ken. You
I'm
will
sorry.
Beat the breast cancer, Patrick, and you will get better.
Bye,
and then we'll be
I don't have
later.
Breast cancer.
And then...
Okay, listen, guys. Okay, we're out of time. Okay, I want to say thank you, gentlemen.
Thank God.
Thank you for your breast cancer, Patrick.
Okay, Doug.
Randy,
yeah,
get a mastectomy. You can
thanks
pull through.
To all
just
my
get
listeners.
A mastectomy.
It's throat
cancer, bitch.
Okay, Richard.
You have breast cancer. Oh my God, he has breast cancer.
Two. Okay,
so funny. Can get to his brain.
I hope you get it, motherfucker.
May you have a blessed night.
I hope you get it.
Explode.
Faggot.
I hope you're
good night, everybody.
Explode.